Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the final edition of what we're reading with the book I'm currently reading, which is Zeal Without Burnout by Christopher Asher, How to Make It for the Long Haul in the Christian Life. And we've reached the last part of the book, actually after the conclusion. There's an article by somebody else called Dr. Steve Midgley, who's a Church of England minister, I think, and before he was in the ministry, was a psychiatrist. And so he writes from a doctor's perspective as much as a spiritual perspective about what burnout is, what's the difference between being tired and burned out, or being pouring oneself out in a healthy way, as opposed to being just burned out. And so he talks about a number of things. First of all, he says there's no such thing as a kind of a medical diagnosis for this, but there are some signs that we can recognize. For example, it's when pressure goes on too long, or it's allowed to rise to an unhealthy level, particularly prolonged at a high level of pressure and stress. Burnout can lead to a loss of a role, or it can a loss of the experience, profound experience of failure. It may produce guilt or shame or low self-esteem, which get bound up in the experience of low mood and depression. There are connections with chronic fatigue, with exhaustion, with lethargy, and with depression. So they aren't necessarily directly connected, but there are some connections. It's worth thinking about where you are spiritually and physically and in your work and in your life if you're experiencing these symptoms. And I'd encourage you to go and see, as well as seek out a good friend to talk about it, if it persists, to definitely go and see a medical expert or practitioner that can help you to sift through what's really going on here. The warning signs of burnout can include sleeplessness, persistent feelings of nervousness, low mood, tears, lethargy, and exhaustion. Poor judgment, moral lapses, the kind of moral lapses you would never make ordinarily. Practical steps, he suggests, give permission to others. If they notice signs, give permission to people to say, are you really okay? Are you sure? Can we have a chat? What's really going on? Give permission to people to talk about these things with you. Conduct a regular review, a personal review. How am I doing? But perhaps allow somebody else to do a review with you of your balance. Although I don't like the word balance because life is so rarely balanced. The blend of the different pressures in your life, the different roles you fulfill, and how they're affecting you. Find someone who can speak the truth into your situation. We need those friends who are able to say to us, and perhaps we won't say it to ourselves, are we pushing it too hard? Are we pushing it too long? Are we taking seriously the fact that we have limitations? And are we trying to do things that God never intended us to do? So, just as a bonus, here's a little chart. It's properly drawn in the book, but here's my wonderful or less than wonderful version of it. This is how we find the best place to be stretched, but not under too much pressure. So on this side, we have performance, and here we have pressure. When pressure is low, performance is low, then we're bored. Low pressure leads to boredom, and we're not fulfilled, and we're not doing our best for God, I would say. Then the pressure gets too high, we're in a position and place of high stress, which leads to anxiety, unhappiness, and all kinds of other problems, perhaps physical manifestations. That's when the pressure is too high. So in this arc, moving from low pressure, low performance, to high pressure, high performance, somewhere around here, optimum stress, it says. We can't get anything extraordinary done and great done without some stress, can we? This is the area of best performance in the sort of middle range here. So somewhere around here is where optimal stress meets performance and pressure. And this is where we want to be when we're trying to do something great for God and for other people. So, we don't want to be over here, and we don't want to be here, neither anxious nor bored. Where are you? Where are you in your work and in your labor for God? Where are you on this curve here? Are you up here? Are you in the optimal range? Or are you in some spot that's not so healthy and not so God-honoring? Let me know. I think that they could be helpful. If they are, then that's wonderful. Let me know. If you've got some ways of recognizing burnout, then please email me. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. It's mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. That's the last one for Zeal Without Burnout. We're going to move on to another book next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful week. And God bless.